First Chronicles, Chapter 14. Now Hiram king of Tyre sent messengers to David, and timber of cedars, with masons and carpenters, to build him a house. And David perceived that the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel, for his kingdom was lifted up on high, because of his people Israel. And David took more wives at Jerusalem, and David begat more sons and daughters. Now these are the names of his children whom he had in Jerusalem: Shamua, and Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, and Abar, and Elishua, and Elplet, and Noga, and Nepheg, and Japhia, and Elisama, and Bileada, and Eliphlet. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David. And David heard of it, and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? And will you deliver them into my hand?" And the Lord said unto him, "Go up, for I will deliver them into your hand." So they came up to Baal-perazim, and David defeated them there. Then David said, "God has broken in upon my enemies by my hand like the breaking forth of waters." Therefore they called the name of that place Baal-perazim. And when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Therefore David inquired again of God, and God said unto him, "Go not up after them, turn away from them, and come upon them opposite the balsam trees. And it shall be, when you shall hear a sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, that then you shall go out to battle, for God has gone forth before you to smite the army of the Philistines." David therefore did as God commanded him, and they struck the army of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Jezer. And the fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations.